This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Jana. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma visited the rain-induced flood and landslide ravaged Garo Hills yesterday and handed over ex gratia payment of 4 lakh rupees each to the families of those who lost their lives in the natural calamity. Mr. Sangma held review meetings with the district administrations of West and South Garo Hills to evaluate the relief measures and inspect the damages caused by the flash floods and landslides. A total of 40 villages were impacted in 3 blocks by the natural calamities, affecting a population of 2,510 in 462 households. The counting of votes for assembly elections has completed in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana. The latest trends and results indicate that Bharatiya Janata Party has crossed majority mark in 90-member Haryana Legislative Assembly. BJP has retained Haryana for the third consecutive term. Meanwhile, the National Conference and Congress Alliance is all set to form the next government in Jammu and Kashmir as it surpassed the halfway mark by securing 48 seats out of the 90-member Assembly. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has announced that the CBI has formally taken over the investigation of 41 cases of the alleged online stock trading scam. In a social media post, he said that the Assam government would extend all possible support to ensure that justice is served at the earliest. The online trading scam in the state came to light in August when investors had put in huge amounts of money in one Dipankar Burma's company. The investors complained that he had not paid them the due returns and that he was absconding. Following this, the CID has made several arrests in the alleged online trading scam. In Mizoram, the Congress has announced the names of 12 candidates for the forthcoming Sinlung Hills Council elections. The ruling Zoram People's Movement had earlier announced a list of party candidates. The party will contest in 8 seats, while its alliance party, Khmer People's Convention, will contest in 4 seats. The opposition, Mizo National Front, is contesting in 10 seats, while its alliance partner, Khmer People's Convention Reformed, will fight in 2 seats. Elections to the Sinlung Hills Council, which has 12 members, is scheduled to take place on the 5th of November. The State Election Commission has set 10th October as the last date for filing of nomination papers and the 14th of October for withdrawal of candidatures. A total of 23,789 voters, including 11,914 women, are eligible to exercise their franchise in the elections. Nagaland's Chief Minister Nepu Rio has sought the intervention of Union Minister for External Affairs S. J. Shankar in order to halt the proposed auctioning of Naga human remains in the United Kingdom. In a letter written to Mr. J. Shankar, Chief Minister Rio said he was informed by the Forum for Naga Reconciliation, an organization comprising of church leaders and representatives of civil society, that Naga human remains are going to be auctioned in the UK. Mr. Rio urged the External Affairs Minister to take up the matter with the Indian High Commission in the UK to undertake necessary steps to prevent the auction. Mr. Rio termed the proposed auctioning of the Naga human remains in the UK as dehumanising and continued colonial violence upon the people. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting is actively promoting a vibrant film culture in the northeast of India through various initiatives, resulting in the region's increasing visibility on the global film stage. Prominent testimonies to the success of these initiatives include Biplab Goswami's film Lapata Ladies, which has been selected as India's official entry for the 2024 Oscars. A graduate of the Satyajit Ray Film and Television Institute, Kolkata, Goswami hails from Tripura. Additionally, Berlinale Talents 2019 participant Dominic Sangma's Rapture is currently making waves in Europe with its recent release in French theatres. Another notable achievement for the region is the screening of Boom, a Manipuri feature film directed by debutante Lakshmi Priya Devi at the 49th Toronto International Film Festival. This year, the ministry is sponsoring 2 filmmakers, from each of the northeastern states to attend the 29th Busan International Film Festival being held in South Korea. It's Mahashashti today, and the idols of Devi Durga and her entourage are being ritualistically installed in the various puja pandals. The Durga Puja will begin on the occasion of Mahasaptami tomorrow. Tastefully decorated and illuminated puja pandals on different themes have been set up, and various competitions and cultural programs are being held. Security measures have been put in place to ensure peaceful and joyous celebration of the Durga Puja. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.